Be with you.
And your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him, because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of years ago, I was blessed to lead a pilgrimage. And you know, when you travel in the last day, you just want to go home, do you not? Because you're tired. And you want your own bed. And when we landed at LAX, they had warned us that the line at Customs and Immigration was 2 hours long. Now, I was not very happy to hear that. But when I was in line, all of a sudden, one of the employees, one of the customs agents, yelled really loud, "Hey you, come here." I realized he was talking to me. So I panicked a little bit, but then he called me up in front of everybody and said, "We're in Los Angeles," and he pointed at me and he says, "This guy's wearing a Dodger jacket, he gets to cut in front of all of you." And I noticed there was a large group of tourists from San Francisco ahead of me. But you know, I laugh about that. But if I were the other people, I would have felt a little annoyed. And in life, sometimes we all face rejection, don't we? And let's be honest, it hurts. But maybe a coworker we think doesn't like us, or a family member we're not speaking to. And we've all faced rejection at times. And Jesus is telling us, do not strike back. Not everybody in life is going to like us. And when we face people who don't like us, our natural instinct sometimes is to talk bad about them or maybe to wish them bad things. And Jesus tells us a far better way. He tells us, just try to move forward. Pray for those who have hurt you. Pray for those who persecute you or maybe misunderstand you. So my friends, we spend a lot of time here on earth worried about what other people think about us. But the only opinion that matters at the end of the day is of what God thinks of us. And if we're living a holy life and trying our best, that's all we need to do. So this morning, let's just think of people in our lives that maybe we ourselves have rejected, and let's ask God to bless them. And at the same time, let's pray for anybody who has treated us poorly. So let us spend some time right now praying for those that we need to pray for.